Time to catch up with what's happening in the city of Greater Bendigo. CEO Craig Neiman joins us on the show this morning. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going today?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Hey, just before we get into today's topics, I was out at the Botanic Gardens again on Sunday, one of my favourite sort of go-to places, and just noticed the work that we have talked about before between sort of the Botanic Gardens and the Garden of the Future seems to be coming along quite nicely.
Really nicely. Not far off being finished, Robbo, so right into the heavy landscaping at the moment. Hopefully that's done in the next month or two. And really looking forward to getting that one open, which will connect the historic Botanic Gardens to the, as you said, Gardens of the Future.
Yeah.
And what a great space it is. I can still recall as a child going into the White Hills Gardens, as we called it then, for family get-togethers and picnics, and played a lot of cricket and all those sorts of things in there, Robbo. It's a great space, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is, that's for sure. Okay, now, council meeting coming up on Monday. What are the key items on the agenda there?
Yeah, so 6 p.m. Monday, people can attend the Bendigo Town Hall or watch online. A couple of petitions. So council receives petitions from time to time. You need 10 or more signatures on a petition for council to consider the matters. One's on a governance matter, the other one's on a path through Hustlers Reef in North Bendigo. So council receives them and then provides a response back to those petitioners. Some amendments to our governance rules. There's a couple of statutory planning matters. We're always considering them. Healthy facilities policy. Further work on the Peter Krenz Centre development out at Eagle Hawk. A planning scheme amendment to think about how we protect miners' cottages and the housing of the mining legacy of Bendigo, and a gender equity action plan, which is a really important piece of work which we are required to do under the Gender Equity Act 2020, and a couple of contractual matters too, Robert. So pretty full on for the councillors, and lots of reading before then and lots of consideration for them to think about before they vote on those issues on Monday night.
Absolutely. Now, I reckon if we keep winning stuff in Bendigo, awards and prizes and that, there's going to have to be extra work done on the CEO's mantelpiece to fit everything on it in his office. So,
build a pool room, Robert.
Yeah, that's going straight to the pool room. Yeah, the Premier's Sustainability Award, we are a finalist.
Yeah, finalist in the circular economy innovation category. So we've been doing a lot of work around how we manage 100,000 tonnes of what we're calling, we used to call waste. A lot of times now we call it a resource before we end up with being a waste. So trying to separate things and do a lot of different things with what we pick up each week, whether that's through the household bins or from the commerce and industry sector. A lot of work around organics, recycling. So apart from the recycling that gets picked up from your house, we're trying to get recycled tyres into asphalt, turning soft plastics into park seating, those sorts of things. So a lot of work we've been doing, and we've been recognised for that work as being recognised as a finalist for the Premier Sustainability Award. So that'll be announced in September, I believe.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good to be out there and leading the way, and hopefully we can be recognised for our efforts.
I was going to say, you know, you don't do these things, obviously, for the awards, but I guess if you're sort of qualified or nominated for something like this, what it does do is reinforce the fact that the belief that you know you're doing the right thing.
Absolutely. And yeah, you're exactly right. We do it because it's the right thing to do. Being awarded and recognised helps, I guess, lift the profile of that as well. We're talking about it right now. We wouldn't be if we weren't recognised as an award finalist.
Yep, too true. Now, the art gallery, there would have been, a sigh of relief and sort of just chill a tiny bit after the Elvis exhibition, but not for long, because they've got two new exhibitions coming in August.
Yeah, opening on Saturday. So these are two Chinese-related exhibitions. One is using our local Chinese artifacts that are at the Golden Dragon Museum. You know, Chinese came here in the 1850s. They brought a lot of things with them, and some of those things are still here. And they date right back to the 1600s. There's significant pieces of metalworks, silk embroidery, paper craft, ornamental wood and stone carving. So what we're going to do is bring a lot of those artifacts to the gallery and put them on display in a presentation. And we're going to combine that with the Jeff Raby collection. So Jeff Raby is an Australian economist and diplomat who has put together works from 75 different artists from China and Australia who have painted and put together Chinese art. So we're going to run those two exhibitions together. So there'll be 70 pieces from his collection, and it's a significant collection, apparently. So I haven't actually seen it yet, but I'm told this is well worth going to see, Robbo. And it talks obviously a fair bit about the Chinese history, but the Chinese history that came to Australia.
Fantastic. All right, plenty on. Craig, as always, great to chat, and we'll do so again next week.
Fantastic. Thanks again, Robbo.
No worries. Craig Neiman, CEO of City of Greater Bendigo, on the Wake Up Call.